I cannot help but think that it is not so much the things we do in life that are important, but it is quite often the things that we stop ourselves from doing that can make the difference. Let me give you an example. I was walking through the park downtown yesterday. It was a beautiful day, and the full heat of the noon sun was not only on me, but also on a young couple who were trying to make love on top of a tourist information booth. One couldn't help but notice them writhing away in the shadow of the Keep Our City Clean sign. I turned to my wife and I said, "Do you know what that is?" She said, "Yes, a vague memory." I said, "That is a young couple having difficulty with self-control. They were also having difficulty with the police. They were also having difficulty. But it was their lack of self-control that was creating the problem. Why couldn't they wait until it was convenient? Until it was private? Or at least until it was dark?" Self-control is what stops people from following their baser instincts, like assaulting vacuum cleaner salesmen or playing the accordion. Can you imagine how you'd feel if you did everything you thought of? Would the smile on your face be worth life imprisonment? Self-control is what makes us civilized. It encourages us to settle our differences with restraint. Self-control is the reason there are more lawyers than morticians. We've made some mistakes here. But I like to know that people can control themselves, especially if they're bigger than I am or have weak kidneys. In fact, self-control is what makes our society safe. It's a silent guarantee that you can conduct your life without fear of unpleasant interference. It's what gives you the courage to go into a crowded sauna. So let's take this opportunity to promise each other that we will, all of us, in our own way, control ourselves. No more stolen property. No more unprovoked violence. No more surprises in the pool. And last but not least, no more barefoot in the park, if you know what I mean. Let's behave in good faith. And as our first token of that faith, I wonder if a couple of you would accompany me to the park and help get my wife down off the information booth. Have a nice day.